The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free Hipster Please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip hop mashups and whatnot with the southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Hello once again, friends and fam. I am Z of HipsterPlease.com and the managing editor at GeekDad.com and your tiny southern friend from the internet. And this is Radio Free Hipster, episode number 5. You know, I like to think of RFH as a celebration of nerdy people and also their generally nerdy art. And few folks can do that meta writing, that being, you know, songwriting about songwriting and touring and the life of an indie artist, quite like my pal Adam Warrock. That was Starving Artist from his 2010 to 2012 singles collection. He was ably backed up on that one by Ruckus Roboticus. And I guess that was one of the very earliest indications of all the amazing stuff to come from the Warrock camp over the last 5 years. But now, I invite you all to settle in and take a listen to a cat who's kind of been out of the game for a bit. But thankfully, he's back with a brand new mixtape.
That was a good take. Let's make it a great take.
Can't blame my mom for this. We used to chill watching Speed Racer and Super Friends, so I never wanna grow up. Still a kid, even if Toys R Us is growing out of biz. Fuck school, dream big, die young, no retirement, no security, all excitement, or at least enjoyment. Steady employment, but it's not really a career, just an annoyance. Necessary evil, pay the rent, enjoy myself until I'm broke. Get the first, do it all again. The American dream, do what I want. Reference heavy when I talk, step lightly when I walk. The only talk my block is my own. Not cool, not rich, just wanna cuddle at my home. Cute girl, popcorn, acting awkward. Arguing if Lupin or Detective Conan is smarter. I need a lady in the streets watching Freakazoid in the bed. Grow old together, watching more cartoons than our kids. And we don't occupy Wall Street, too busy trying to free side three. Need a lady in the streets, we watch Freakazoid in the bed. Growing old together, watching more cartoons than our kids. And we don't occupy Wall Street, too busy trying to free side three.
Can I ask you something I always want to ask the real bad man?
Yeah.
Am I good looking?
Yeah. Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
We ain't giving up now. We ain't get enough, yeah. Gonna get 'em up, don't look down. We ain't giving up now. We ain't get enough, yeah. Gonna get 'em up, don't look down. We ain't giving up now. We ain't get enough, yeah. Gonna get 'em up, don't look down. We ain't giving up now. We ain't get enough, yeah. Gonna get 'em up, don't look down. I'm the difference between all the kids on the scene. I'm like flipping on D, nobody getting through me. People thinking I'm rich, cause I'm living the dream. But I think they forget there ain't no trick to it. The truth is I'm resolute, I do what you never do. Better than you ever could do it, let them through. I say I'm a changed man, I got a new game plan. The logo is new, yet still is the same plan. Obvious. But when I first started spitting, everything that was written wasn't godly fiction, like a lot of kids. But eventually I decided to be true to me. That was the best decision that I ever made. Now every September 3rd is like July 4th. We up in magazines, we headline tours. Never could have dreamt this back in 94. Got here in 5 years, just imagine 5 more. When I made the call, I ain't wanna rap further. Now they say I'm sick, Parkins, it's Asperger's. Music is therapy, now whoever hearing me, the moment of clarity is part of me still. Wanna wish a disease, or who didn't believe, before you pick up and leave, keep a trick up your sleeve.
Struggling for taking no shorts. And the name of the game here is survival. Outlast your rival is cutthroat, gun smoke. But chill with amongst these inhabitants. You'll also find a couple law school graduates. We ain't all savages. It's easy to blame the kids when they ain't the reason the things is the way it is. Nah, it ain't perfect, but we make it work. Handshakes is cool, but I need paperwork. Took off a day for work that I didn't return. Tough choices, we all live when we learn. Yeah, my man got a raise, but he's still underpaid. Gotta work like a slave, like he ain't good enough. But he went in the day, put a smile on his face. Sent me the old lady's day, now that's looking up.
Things are looking up.
That set was Hormones, a great MC with an admittedly silly nickname. But seriously though, Moans is a cool guy. His new mixtape Versus is excellent. That track was Free Side 3, and it showcases his unique mix of the abstract and the confessional sides of his rhymes really well. It was followed up by Mechazoa's Not Mad, and that's another cut from the Odd soundtrack. And just between you and me, I think that may have been Jeff UK providing the vocals on that one. Not to ruin the illusion or anything. Alright, let's see. After that, we heard some Tanner 4105. It was from his 2007 mashup masterpiece, Bad Apollo. And then we went into, oh man, one of my favorite cuts from Random's back catalog. It was Looking Up from Mega Ran 10. And then we closed on a little bit of Daredevil Girl from my fellow South Carolinians, the Mod Rats. Okay, so let's see here. What's been up with me these days? I've been thinking a lot about dating again. I haven't done it, mind you. Just, you know, thinking about it. But that's positive movement forward, don't you think? I think. Also, it looks like I might be taking a trip to San Francisco in a couple of weeks for a thing that I'm now realizing I'm not supposed to talk about. But again, you know, as someone who's never been much of a traveler, I consider trips like that, you know, successes. Little mile markers on the road as I work towards being a better me. Plus, if I'm in the Bay Area, I might get to hang out with some notable locals, like this dude. It's my homie Doc Pop.
Someone's finally beat you with this. 最後に待つは黒い儀式
heard Dancing Baby Groot from Kirby Crackle's latest Mutate Baby. Before that was a little J-Rap from Rai Kamishiro, Sleeping Forest from 2009's Electric Sheep. Prior to that was MC Frontalot doing something unexpected, not rapping. It was his cover of Don't Wear Those Shoes from the Weird Al tribute 26 and a Half. And it all started with Mobius Striptease from Dr. Popular. You can find that one on his album Destroy All Presets. And one of my prized possessions in my growing collection of Game Boy Audio Tech is remixable versions of that and the instrumentals for all the tracks on that album on a special edition Nanoloop cartridge. And there you have it, another episode of Radio Free Hipster in the proverbial bag. I enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed listening. We'll close out with a personal anthem of sorts for me and all the other sensitive guys out there. It's Tom Girl by the mighty Schaefer the Dark Lord. And its message is clear. Narrowly prescribed gender roles are ridiculous. Or to put it in the context of STD's greater body of work, be comfortable being yourself. I will be being myself over at hipsterplease.com, and I'll be being a slightly less foul-mouthed version of myself at geekdad.com. You feel free to stop by either at your leisure. I assure you there'll be plenty of nerd news and reviews and interviews and the sense of overwhelming accomplishment that only comes about as a result of a job well done.
Hey, girls! Woo! Well, all right! Ever since I was a little boy, I've always been a little bit different than all my friends, especially men. I've always been a bit of a misfit. Other boys were so aggressive, I was just so sensitive. Passionate about arts and crafts, I had so much to give. I never liked football, never played sports, but I love musical theater, of course. Wouldn't go camping or hunting, the straight so often misread all of these traits as being gay, but I'm not gay, baby. I'm just a Tom girl. It's 'cause I was raised by a single mother. Mama taught me about the movies, mostly watching costume dramas. Got a taste for playing dress up, but fighting? Oh, no chance. I played with G.I. Joes, but all of my stories had romance. Today I'm much the same, but maybe more so I think. At any age, given the option of blue, I'll always choose pink. I read fashion magazines for the celebrity gossip. I love America's Next Top Model, my girlfriends won't even watch it. And on my list of guilty pleasures, enter near the top would be the dashing Hugh Grant acting in romantic comedy. I'm not some odd anomaly. I gotta be me, and he is a Tom girl. I'm a Tom girl, baby, alright. I'm just a Tom girl swinging my imaginary braids. I'm a Tom girl, baby, tonight. And if you see me skipping down your street, give me a thumbs up and I'll be like, sweet. Give me a high five, step aside, I'll be on my way. I'm a Tom girl, baby, okay. And to cry, oh my god, how I cry. At the drop of every dime, it's like I'm crying all the gosh darn time. But I don't really mind, baby, it's fine, 'cause I'm a Tom girl. Ladies and gentlemen, on the organ solo, Mr. Dave Famous. That seems silly. I send myself flowers. My faves are stargazer lilies. My whole apartment smells like lavender after I dream about going out in a ponytail and a tank top with a bra strap showing. No one claims that I'm a woman in the body of a man, but that said, I tend to favor all of my transgendered fans. You may ask, why don't you cross-dress? I'm sure you'd look cute. I say I do, because the women I want are the ones who wear suits. Shoot, I get uncomfortable when people call me Mr. Got a Girl, and I can't help but kick my toe up when I kiss her. If I had 50 sisters, I couldn't be more of a Tom girl. I'm a Tom girl, baby, alright. I'm just a Tom girl swinging my imaginary braids. I'm a Tom girl, baby, tonight. And if you see me skipping down your street, give me a thumbs up and I'll be like, sweet. Give me a high five, step aside, I'll be say that I'm more than a bit of a feminine touch. I just relate to ladies better than the gentleman and such. And guess what? That's why your girlfriends love me so much. Cause I'm a Tom girl.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.